Começa agora mais um Diverso Língua, um podcast sobre o mundo dos idiomas, viagens e cultura.
Eu acho que a gente pode agora brincar um pouquinho com o inglês, né? Renato, now we are going to talk a little bit in English for people know that you really know how to speak in English, that you really understand English. And I think that the first question that I can make for you is, how many languages do you speak? And have you already tried the same method that you did with English with another language?
Right. So right now I can only speak two languages, which is Portuguese, my language, and English. I tried to learn Spanish a few years ago, but I didn't like it. You know, I thought that Spanish was very complicated, a lot of grammars, a lot of pronouns. It was also really hard to understand what they were saying. And that is interesting because the method that I tried was what I was complaining before, because I tried to listen to them in Spanish without having prior knowledge of the language. So I would understand what they were saying, but most of the time, what they were saying was not actually what they were saying, because a lot of words is very similar to Brazilian words. So they would say something like embarazada, which would be kind of like confused in Brazil, but it is pregnant in, for example, Mexico City. So I made that mistake, but I gave up because I thought it was very complicated to learn. But in the beginning of the year, I went to Mexico City, and I was kind of like, I need to start again to learn Spanish, because I couldn't understand what they were saying. I couldn't listen to them, but I couldn't, you know, keep up with what they were saying. It's very complicated to learn and to understand, even though the words that they are speaking are very similar to Brazilian words, but it's hard.
Right. Once I went to Buenos Aires, and when I was there, I could speak barely Spanish, you know. I barely speak Spanish when I was there. And for me, I was like, oh my God, I need to learn more Spanish, because I like the opportunity that life gives to me to get to know more cultures, you know, because I like to know more different cultures from my culture, and to get to know people better, to get to know people, for example, people who lives in Buenos Aires better. I think that you must speak in Spanish, because you are going to learn a little bit more about their culture, about the way they speak with each other, because Buenos Aires is interesting because they have a different accent of Spanish. They speak like Italians, you know, and it's pretty awesome. And because of that, I thought with myself, oh, I need to learn more Spanish. And right now I'm trying to learn Spanish as much as I can. I don't want to have a level of Spanish as I have with English, but I'd like to have a level of Spanish that I can communicate with people, and then I can get to know people better, you know, people who lives in Spanish speaking countries.
Yeah, I was gonna say that I agree that I also wanna to improve my Spanish, because one mistake that I did is thinking that just because they speak very similar to ours. So I was kind of like, I will understand that, you know, I would be okay.
Right. I was like you, man.
Yeah, and it's not like that, you know. It is very hard to understand. If it wasn't for people who spoke English when I was in Mexico, I would be lost, because I literally couldn't understand what they were saying. I'm not sure if that's because of their accent, but mainly it's because I don't know a lot about Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask you what type of activities? I know you have mentioned some activities that helped you to to learn English more to during the process of learning English, right? But what activities or tools helped you more during this process? Like, was it the news? Was it watching the news or watching TV series? What you think helped you more? That helped you more.
Right. So I think that keeping up with breaking news helped me a lot, because I would, even today, I wake up in the morning and I go to my computer and see what is happening in the world, not only in Brazil, but also reading international newspapers. So that helps a lot. But I think that what helped me, I think listening helped me a lot. You know, I would listen to TV shows, podcasts, or, you know, movies. So introducing a lot of content in English without subtitles really helped me to train my mind, you know, how they speak, the flow in how they speak. And people say that I have an American accent because most of the things that I watch is American. And also because I like the way that they speak, you know. I think British English is too close, you know. It's too right. And American English, there is a music that flows when you listen and when you speak. So I think I kind of like got that music and tried to imitate that music while I'm speaking English.
All right. You know?
So that people say that I have, that's why I have an American accent. But I really think that introducing a lot of content in English, listening, you know, helped me a lot even before I started to practice more speaking. So after I felt more confident in my listening, I started to record myself, you know, in English, mm-hmm. speaking in English. I saw an article really interesting. So I was kind of like, I'm going to record myself and read that article in English to myself, you know. Then I would listen to my audio and kind of like where I make the mistake, you know.
Yeah,
I heard X, Y, and Z speaking with that tone, with that accent, and I'm speaking with this accent. So I spoke that wrong, or I'm speaking too fast, or I'm not pronouncing that word correctly. Mm-hmm. So I try to do the adjustments in the way that I speak. And then I believe slowly, you know, you ended up asking people, you know, native speakers, you know, how do you feel about my English? Do you understand what I'm saying? Is that complicated? So a lot of the complaints that I get is actually because of my accent, which I'm okay with because I'm Brazilian. So I will have an accent. So when they say kind of like, I kind of ask, you know, what do you think about my English? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? It's kind of like, yeah, I do. It's just you have an accent, you know? I'm kind of like, oh, that's great, you know? Because if you understand what I'm saying, for me at least, it's okay. I'm good.
Yeah. Yes, I used to speak to myself during the morning, like the activities that I was going to do, that I would do. Like having breakfast, I would say that I'm going to have breakfast in English. The things I'm going to eat in English, the things I'm going to do during my day, I would speak in English too. And still nowadays I use this method to learn more, you know, to get more vocabulary. So even when I'm learning Spanish. Or a new word in English, I try to use this word in a real activity, like in the real world in my world.
I know. I see. Yeah, I'd like to ask you, Renato, if you have any English content that you would like to recommend people to listen to or to watch. What, do you have any English content that you, that is pretty interesting content that people may check that out?
Do you mean to improve listening or in general?
In general. It can be in general.
So, I have a lot, you know, a lot of content. What I actually did, I created a section in my site, Inglês na Rede, called Favoritos, because there I kind of share the tools or the websites or the communities that I used to use or that I, you know, I recommend. But there is very, you know, what I would recommend is that you practice your English with things that you are interested in. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you like, for example, I don't know, technology, you know, programming or marketing, you know, whatever you are interested in, I believe that is, it will be way easier and more, it will be better for you, you know, to practice your English with something that you like or what, or that you love or something that you work with, you know, I don't know, you are a scientist and you read, you know, medical articles, medical reviews in English, stuff like that, rather than looking for a specific website that might help you, but you will find it boring, you know, you will think that, you know, that doesn't interest in me. Then you will get dismotivated and you will stop, you know.
Yeah,
but I don't have one specific site in mind, you know.
Gostaria de praticar seu idioma em encontros de conversação gratuito? Procure o Clube Poliglota da sua cidade. Existem clubes poliglotas em diversas cidades brasileiras. Pratique idiomas e faça amigos. Mais informações em www.clubepoliglotabrasil.com.br.
Yeah, in my case, I do the same. I, for example, for this podcast, I listened to a lot of materials and I watched some videos on YouTube of people, of creators, of podcast creators that were in English, you know, people teach me how to start a podcast in English. And that's interesting because it's something that you are, it's something that you like and that you are trying to learn more. And if you search for that knowledge in English, you would improve even more your English because you are, it's something that you are, you need to pay attention to and you need to understand to do the things, like in my case, to start a podcast. So I think that if you start watching contents, English contents that in things that you like, maybe it's a good option for you to improve your English even more.
I agree. And also, just one note that when you are starting out, I would say that I wouldn't say you don't do that, but it is better to learn from content that is to your level. You know, though there are a lot of podcasts out there which they cater to a specific level, you know, kind of like you are a beginner. So the velocity that they speak is slower. So it is better. And there are others which are more like for Native Americans, for example, which is more real. It's more natural, or they speak with the speed of voice that you will encounter in their real life. So, but then to get to the level, you should, you know, understand what they're saying. So don't jump directly to the high level, but start with content that is to your level and then slowly graduate to more advanced or more real life content, like podcasts.
Because if you listen to something, you're a beginner and you are trying to listen something for advanced students, maybe it's going to be only noise for your ears, you know. You are not going to understand what people are saying, you know. And I think that it's not worthy. You are going to waste your time because you can't understand people because it's almost like noise. And I think that what you said right now is something that people should pay attention to, trying to listen to English content that are in your level. Any more questions, Andresa?
Switching to Portuguese, I think we can, a gente pode falar, perguntar O Renato, se ele tem algo mais para falar, esse momento é seu.
Ah, legal. Então, o que eu posso, para concluir, o que eu posso dizer é, tipo, reforçar o que eu falei aqui, né? Entendeu? Tenha paciência, tenha determinação, leva um certo tempo, entendeu? Não é de uma hora para outra. Eu faço muito um paralelo dessas pessoas, por exemplo, que chegam ao sucesso, né? E ninguém fala de como, o que ela fez, os anos que ela levou trabalhando para chegar ao sucesso, e as pessoas focam mais no sucesso e não no percurso para chegar lá. Uhum. E eu sempre faço esse paralelo porque, para mim, é muito parecido. Aprender qualquer idioma leva tempo. Na minha opinião, o inglês é o mais rápido de se aprender e o mais fácil. Uhum. Mas ainda assim, leva um certo tempo. Não é com um mês dormindo ou esses milagres. Eu até brinco com o pessoal que, se eu tivesse uma pílula, né, que você tomava para aprender inglês, eu acho que eu estaria milionário, porque parece que é o que muita gente quer, né, o milagre. Mas não, leva um certo tempo, precisa apenas de um pouco mais de determinação, um pouco mais de organização, e nem precisa ser o dia todo, tipo, mergulhar o dia todo. Meia hora hoje, meia hora amanhã, uma hora depois, vai aos poucos, sem pressão, entendeu? Sem tempo, aquela pressão de que você tem que aprender rápido, eu tenho um determinado prazo para aprender. Não, vai colocando pouco a pouco no seu dia, e com o tempo você vai vendo a sua diferença, o seu progresso, o seu desempenho. Então, tendo a paciência, determinação, organização, aos poucos você vai conseguir atingir essa fluência que você quer, ou pelo menos aprender o que você está precisando, seja para fazer uma viagem para Disney e saber como pedir uma pipoca lá, e você vai aprender também tudo isso com calma, entendeu? Sem pressa, sem alvoroço, e acredito que é isso, entendeu? Para chegar, e você consegue sim aprender inglês no Brasil. Não existe nada, nenhum empecilho que diga que só aprende inglês quem tem contato com nativos, entendeu? Que você precisa viajar, fazer um intercâmbio. Agora, se você tem as condições e a oportunidade de fazer, que faça, entendeu? Eu recomendaria se você já tivesse um pouco mais de bagagem e não iniciando. Uhum. Apenas porque eu acredito que vai dificultar mais o seu aprendizado, mas cada pessoa aprende de forma diferente, então pode ser que tenha pessoas que tem uma aptidão e acabe aprendendo mais rápido, mesmo estando no início, né, do aprendizado. Então, isso não é uma regra aplicada a todo mundo. Cada caso é um caso. Mas é isso. Você consegue aprender inglês.
Enjoy the process, right?
Yeah. Enjoy the process, you know?
Enjoy the process.
Faça algo que você gosta, aprenda com algo que você gosta, que isso vai facilitar. E, na verdade, o aprendizado do idioma deveria ser algo prazeroso, né? Você está crescendo intelectualmente, você tem mais oportunidade de conteúdo para pesquisar quando você está, sei lá, tô pesquisando sobre algum determinado tópico. Você pesquisa em português, você pega alguns resultados, por exemplo, no Google. Quando você pesquisa em inglês, a quantidade é maior. Então, tem outros benefícios além de falar fluente, entendeu? A sua mentalidade também muda quando você aprende de outro idioma. Então, assim, aprender inglês ou qualquer outro idioma tem uma série de vantagens e só requer um pouco mais de paciência e determinação e persistência. E um pouquinho de tempo para chegar lá.
Com certeza. Bom, Renato, eu adorei sua participação. Eu agradeço mais uma vez aí você ter aceitado o convite, né?
Eu que agradeço.
Toda vez que eu vou pro grupo lá, o Renato tá por lá, é uma das pessoas que eu busco conversar, porque além de ele ter a disponibilidade para estar conversando, assim, tá sempre disposto a estar aprimorando o próprio idioma dele e ajudando os outros, ele também se mostra uma pessoa bastante inteligente, então, e com muitos assuntos assim para conversar. Então, eu gostaria de agradecer mais uma vez você ter aceitado o convite, e assim, pessoal, como o Renato falou, além de tudo isso que ele falou, eu ainda acrescentaria mais: a gente não ter medo de errar, a gente se expor. Por exemplo, pode ser que em algum momento aqui que eu falei com o Renato, eu possa ter cometido algum errozinho, Mas eu acho que a gente não tem que ter medo, porque não é a nossa língua materna, né? Então a gente tem que estar disposto a desbravar o inglês e a errar e a se levantar e continuar. E se esquece uma palavra, fala outra que lembra. Eu acho que é isso.
Ah, foi muito bom, Renato. Gostei demais. Foi muito legal te conhecer também. Acredito que tenha ajudado bastante. Tudo que você falou foi muito relevante. Assim, para quem está começando, para quem já estuda. E também concordo com o Diego que a gente tem que não ter medo de errar. A gente vive numa sociedade que é cada vez mais... Existe cada vez mais pressão, né? Para que a gente seja perfeito, tudo que a gente faça. E aí tem isso também da paciência, que eu concordo demais. As pessoas querem tudo muito rápido, e aí junta isso com o erro, com a parte de ter medo de errar, e aí as pessoas desistem, e aí é muito prazeroso aprender um idioma, assim, né? É melhorar a autoestima, melhorar a comunicação, você consegue ler o mundo, né? Você consegue ler informação de diversos tipos, como o Renato falou. E é isso.
Renato, se quiser falar mais alguma coisa e deixar o contato aí pro pessoal te seguir aí nas redes sociais ou ir atrás do inglês na rede, fique à vontade.
Ah, tá. Realmente, esqueci desse último ponto, né? O medo de errar, que infelizmente impede muita gente de praticar. Mas se quiserem saber mais, né? Tem o inglesnarede.com.br, que é a minha plataforma, né? Que eu tento ajudar os estudantes de inglês, principalmente os autodidatas, mas não é só focado nos autodidatas. Todo estudante, até quem estuda em escola de idiomas, também tem muito conteúdo lá, muitas ferramentas, artigos, dicas. Eu tenho uma área que eu respondo perguntas de inglês, que a gente chama de sala, né? Que é onde as pessoas fazem perguntas e eu respondo. Então, podem acompanhar lá, ou então no Inglês na Rede, no Instagram e nas outras redes sociais. Tá bom? Mas agradeço demais o convite, foi muito bacana.
É isso aí, pessoal, e fiquem ligados nos próximos episódios do Diversilíngua, beleza?
Tchau, pessoal. Até mais. Até depois.
Você ouviu Diversilíngua, um podcast idealizado por membros do Clube Poliglota Fortaleza e Clube Poliglota Rio de Janeiro. Siga-nos nas redes sociais, procure por Diversilíngua no Instagram e no Twitter. Para contato, diversilingua@gmail.com.